supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what do couples want when they decide to have an open relationship?
Sadly, many couples don't know what they want. They just want to add excitement to their marriage. But many who have open marriages do so out of anger at one another when communication breaks down. They think it'll help the marriage if they go outside. Oftentimes, when they're highly dependent on one another, or if one spouse is threatening to leave the marriage, they might think, well, having an open marriage might help the marriage stay together. And you can take a guess, Mike, and about the prognosis for that.
What do couples do that do this successfully? What are the things they discuss? What are the rules?
By and large, people who are successful with open marriages have good, intimate marriages that are trustworthy on both sides. It doesn't work without that, without trust. And the reason they're doing it might simply be to add some excitement.
So what do they have to talk about first and continue to talk about, I'm sure?
How many times can you sleep with someone? Most don't want their spouse to have an ongoing relationship for obvious reasons. And who can and can't? And what happens after? Do you call your spouse? All these things have to be laid out, and they both have to agree to it. Secrets are not good, even in open marriages.
And when it doesn't work out, I guess it's probably because people were not on the same page going into it, or it's just hard to maintain that kind of balance. It sounds really complicated.
It is. I have treated couples that had open marriages, and it stopped after the first few years of marriage. And it worked because, you know, they loved each other and they had a good and trusting relationship. But it didn't last. I wonder if it can last. And I've treated couples who've had an open marriage for all the wrong reasons, and the marriage just didn't last. It almost can't.
And I guess the question is the person doing this really to get away from the spouse?
Yeah, exactly. If you're doing it to explore, that's one thing. But if you're doing it because you've got a fear of intimacy, or it's kind of a last gasp to hold this marriage together, it's not going to work.
Thank you, Dan.
Sure. Thank you, Mike.